This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to my Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Monday, February 12th, there's 14 games left in Serie A. We're going to talk about Milan-Napoli. We're going to talk about some Serie A other results, Steve, because there was some interesting results in Serie A. We're going to talk about a possible blue card, a beautiful Ford jersey, but we're going to talk about that. Busted X and Steve, obviously with some maybe new content coming to the channel. Thursday we have Europa League. We're going to have another pregame. We have the watch along with Milan Labs and Andon. What should people do, Stevie P?
Subscribe, guys. We say it every week. Guys, it's very important. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that little thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button and hit that bell, and you'll know when we come on Milan Weekly Podcast, when Fabio and Gio come on Coast to Coast. We have a Defensive Dynamo Podcast joining. We have lives, we have watch-alongs, we have pre-game, post-game, therapy sessions, you name it, we have it. Guys, it's very important. We're going to say it straight out. Let us know how YouTube is dealing with these ads.
And, yeah, I tried something different, guys. Let us know, because on the pre-game it was okay. So if you guys see a lot of ads, compare, I think there was some setting that was changed by YouTube, but let us know. And let us know if you enjoyed the background music. And on that note, it is time, TVP, is it not?
Yes, let's go.
Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa!
Leao carica il mancino, eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Wiki Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a riddle me this Milan, which Steve will gladly explain. And non c'è male Milan, not an extraordinary Milan, but hey, I'll take the 3 points. Stevie P, we are here. We're going to talk about a few things just before we get into the game. But a little reminder, we're heading March 24th down to Jersey.
We're going to Jersey.
We're going to go to Jersey. We're going to go watch the La Nazionale. Right now, the first lady of the household, she's trying to pick out the hotels where we're going to be staying. Steve, you're driving. I'm going to be with the kids in the back. We're going to do some nice traveling time. I'm going to be one of the kids. But guys, anybody that's showing up, whether it be from the MWP family or friends of the show, please let us know. We will be there.
Hit us up. We'll tell you what section we are in. And, you know, unlike Taylor Swift, everything's going to be happy, go lucky. You know, she just did us in yesterday. So the 49ers lose the Super Bowl. Deservingly so. Couldn't finish that off. So I had to sit through that yesterday night. So just to let you know that tonight, I'm not in a very good mood.
But I was reading that the wrestling world is like, this is fixed, looks just like WWE. Well, what were they talking about? It's arranged in the NFL.
I don't think so. I think we're over
analyzing
what happens, and we're witnessing. And I hate to say it, I'm not the biggest Mahomes fan, but probably one of the greatest athletic quarterbacks that we will see in if you love American football.
Steve. Surprise, surprise, easy on the eye fourth jersey this year. Evangelista Chapeau for having some stock. And Steve.
Bang, bang, they got it.
I believe that the double XL fits like a glove.
I have also purchased this double XL already. It's in transit. I will be getting it tomorrow directly from our gracious sponsors. Evangelista Sport, I'm paying for it, but he's going to hand it over to me tomorrow.
Honestly, it looks good, Steve. What were your thoughts of the white? Like, Milan Legends showed up. He had it a couple, and I was like, no, it looks, the black one looks really nice, but the white one too. I know not a lot of people have stock, even the website, but if you had the choice, would you still went with the black one?
I will still have gone to the black one. I'm not big with white jerseys, except the traditional second jersey that we have, our away jersey, which is white. Again, it's to everybody's style and taste. I think Milan's heading in the right direction. Different colors, different styles. There's even the Gio's gangster numbers in the back there from one of the Vatos Locos gangs in California. So that's nice, making it streetwear and nice to wear. I like it. You know, you've seen it behind me. Some of the jerseys that have come out in the past, it's really nice that Milan is picking up the style game, because the jerseys need to be seen across the ocean in America and in Canada, so that we remember the beloved Milan.
Definitely kudos to those designs. I really, really liked them. Steve, again, some news this week. I wanted to get your take on it. This blue card, you're going to go in the box 10 minutes. This ain't happening, is it? It's just, I don't know. I understand the technical foul. Like, you know, you're preventing, like, you know, a possible goal or whatever, and it's not a red card. You get into a box for 10 minutes. Do you actually see this happening?
Anything's possible. Do I see it happening? I think this is going to be kind of like a Superliga revolt. So I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But, you know, they try. And I don't hide it. And, you know, I have the ability, and, you know, through the local soccer club, to start a C license for coaching young kids. And I don't hide it in that course as well. I'm a soccer purist. Like, I really love the game the way it is. I like the intensity of the game when it's played well. I like the rules. Can they be fixed? Can they be modified to make the game better? Absolutely. But I'm not one to start adding things like blue cards.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
White cards. The game needs to be managed by the managers. It needs to be refereed and managed by the referee. And I don't know where we're going with putting people in the penalty box. Like, that's for hockey, and that's hockey because of the ice surface, but not because you're smarter. You know, we try to teach these kids to have a little bit of furbizia and a little bit of cattiveria, and now you're gonna take it away. So we might as well start playing on the PS5. We play the EA 2024 or EA 2025. And let's close the stadiums. We won't have to spend billions and billions of dollars on stadiums. We could all play on our TV.
I just don't understand the whole blue color. I could understand the ruling, but I don't see this thing happening anytime soon. Steve, before we get into it, please explain where your creative genius... Riddle me this. You had the Inter stats. You had the Napoli stats. Is it something to do with... me mentioning week in, week out about nobody talks about Napoli's defense? Well, how did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so last year we went through a title defense that wasn't the most successful. And all the Napolitans came out and everybody was, you know, the pitchforks were out. The newspapers were sharpening their pencils.
The and, worst defense in the
shining life. Their iPads, you know, and to write their article about the worst defense of a Scudetto in the history of defenses of Scudettos.
No, I think it was, what, 30 or 40 years or something like that. That wasn't in the history.
25 points, Vinny. 25 points.
They're 25.
And they have a game, and Inter has a game in hand. 25 points! They have to just stay quiet. I don't want no voice notes. I don't want no stupid comments in my thing. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it like we take it. Every
like we took
single.
It.
Yeah, we took it. And we still continue to take it. Every single week we come on and we talk, good or bad. Your Napoli right now is shit bad. It's terrible. It doesn't even look like the Naples of last year. So how ADL and company were able to botch, and you know they're losing Zielinski for free because you know they took a page out of Milan's book. Why sign one of your best midfielders? Let's just give him away and make him go to Inter, right? So they keep on collecting. Inter keeps on collecting debt and everybody else's best midfield players. So, anyways, I'm not saying Hakan was our best midfield player, but. Again, that's a different story.
Different story. To Sonny, sorry, I think I screwed up the background. That's where there's the white around. Apologies, Sonny, don't yell at me. But looking at the starting lineup, Steve, it was nice to see Benny back in the midfield. Looked pretty good. But, you know, I said it when we started the show, like, you know, non c'è male, because, yes, we scored. We had a couple of chances. They had a couple of chances, even though they only took two shots on goal. But Steve, in the end, was this just us taking care of business or just Napoli just not being
Napoli good? Sucked. Napoli was terrible because Milan wasn't that good. And I'm very honest and transparent when I come on here, especially after sitting through a Super Bowl where I had to see my team basically not choke, but not be able to score 7 points. I saw this game as a, oh my God, what's going to happen at the end of the game? We're going to drop 3 points kind of type of game. Mm. Because, you know, besides, you know, another thing that I would like to bring up is that every single other fan base, well, Milan doesn't score nice goals. Their soccer's not great. And how come no one wrote about, how come Theo Hernandez's goal wasn't the first thing that I saw on Sky TG 21?
Steve, come on. Mosetou,
Sky Sports.
Beautiful pass.
Whatever other channel that was not, you know, not...
No, we're going to talk about how...
And didn't Napoli lose in Sanremo as well? Didn't they have someone in the finalist and lost? Like, Napoli was losing this weekend. They were losing. They lost in everything. But they're shit, Vin. their team is shit. Like this is what boggles my mind. Okay, because I'm gonna get the messages and they're gonna say you should go for the team that's in the city of your parents. Okay, my parents were born in Calabria. I was born in Canada. Montreal does not, last I checked, besides the Impact, I have no team that plays in Serie A. The closest connection would be Bologna. But at our age, the connection to Milan is much deeper than just where our parents are from.
We loved Regina. I loved Regina when they were in Serie A. I still like to watch it because of Reggio. You were the same.
And I still watch Cosenza and I follow up and I know what they're doing and Umberto talking and I follow it. But Milan is my love. Milan has always been my love and will be forever. When they put me in a grave, put me the jersey, a size that can fit me wherever I'm going, and I'm going to be happy. But I could come on the show and we can talk about Milan and be straightforward.
Yes.
Right? And we can say, this Napoli is shit. And you know, I saw, I think it was Vinny who put, best excuse that we're going to get, we didn't have Osimhen. You haven't had Osimhen the past four times. He's always hurt. And when he did play in the Champions League, he did nothing.
And, you know, I know Kim from Australia always likes to send us those messages from his Interista friend. He's like, oh, you guys are celebrating like you won the Scudetto. You know what? Those Milanistas maybe have a problem because we're not all, you know, sane and sound of mind. We're here. We're still going to shit on the performance. Well, shit to a certain extent. But Napoli, yes, the goalpost, the crossbar, it is what it is. You need Lady Luck sometimes on your side. Leao, a bit more present. I know he provided the assist, you know, but look at guys like Loftus-Cheek that for me, Steve.
Mayday. Someone find that Zuri fan Phil.
I think
someone find that Zuri fan Phil, please.
I think he's on, part of the busted tweets.
No, but that you can do, Vince. I'm sorry.
What?
You can show up whenever. Oh, he's back on Twitter.
I think he is back on Twitter.
But you can't do that. You can't disappear for months and not take the shots. We took shots for five consecutive years, guys.
More.
Everybody in this chat, everybody in our Patreon, everybody everywhere who wore a red and black jersey took insult after insult after insult after insult. Some justfully so.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
But we stuck around. No one escaped. Some people didn't like it. Some people got into the Twitter/X arguments. But that's social media. It's very easy behind the keyboard. Very, very easy.
Some people abandoned ship during the bad years that they went to for another team.
Don't come back.
I will never understand.
But then don't come back. We don't want you back.
Where's Club Milan? Where's Napoli Club Montreal? Have you seen them around town?
They're probably in their little booklet. Because if they're not in their own little booklet, they won't even go to their own games. So, like, it's nice, but this is the hard part of winning a Scudetto. You cannot be on the bandwagon when they win and then jump off when they're not losing and pretend that you don't like soccer. And then if they win next year or they get better next year, everybody else jumps back on.
Let's put Milan Club Montreal in perspective. How many people were there at the bar the last 10 games and won the Scudetto? And look at us now. Some games are only 2-3 guys. Yes, we had a nice little bunch on Sunday. But guys, this is the same thing. So for us, right, it's these Napolitano fans that came out screaming, yelling, okay, you won the Scudetto. You were the far better team last year. But right now, it's time to suck it up, Buttercup, and just admit it. And I know Rafa is a friend of ours, and he's like us. He says it down the middle. But these Napolitano fans that, you know, Osimhen this. And me, guys, if Milan beat you the way we played, and Mazzari, what did Mazzari do? What has Mazzari brought to this team, Steve? And it's a shame because I'll say this, Steve. Napoli not being strong in Serie A is not a good thing for Serie A. It's not. It's 25.
Yes and no. Yes and no. No team. Having teams like Naples do what they did last year is great for the league.
But then you come off with...
You have to show some kind of consistency, right? And you have to be able to try to, you know, linger around the top four spots. And, you know, they have lingered around the top four spots for quite some time now, finally won their Scudetto. But la prestazione that we saw on the weekend, you know, like, okay, like you said, crossbar, posts, missed chances. Well, it happens to everybody. It happened to us. You know, we missed two penalty shots. So what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say now? Now we beat you again. We beat you again with a subpar team and a subpar performance. So come out and say, guys, we lost, and you know you got to look at yourself. Don't start finding excuses.
No, you can talk about, yeah, but you know if it wasn't for those posts or crossbars, yeah, you took two fucking shots on goal all game. Don't talk to me about the crossbar, because if you wanted to come out and win, and look at Steve Pulisic. Not to his best, and it's been a couple of games now. Loftus Cheeks,
was at his worst.
Yeah, you know, Benny can't say anything. Leao, I think it comes back down to this. You know, we're expecting Leao to do big things, but he's present. He's passing the ball. Maybe the problem is because we're not expecting. We don't want Leao to be
Leao. The assistant. Okay, so Leao is a problem. So Leao, you know, I'm a big numbers guy. For me, they mean a lot. At 17, I would have digested these performances. I would have digested them because, you know your role, you know where you are. Now you're taking on Milan's number 10. And that jersey's been worn by Seedorf, Savicevic, so on and so forth. We're going to skip the years of Boateng. But it's been worn by some great, great players, guys. And now you're stepping into this realm of Milan greatness, right? So Scudetto year, fantastic performance, player of the year. We need to see consistency. And we're not getting that. The soccer IQ is not functioning this year. It's dumb passes, dumb take-ons, not playing the easy ball when he has the easy ball to play. But then you'll see moments of greatness. That through ball, yeah, which is a dime a dozen nowadays. You don't see them anymore. It frustrates everybody, right? And it frustrates people in the press. It frustrates fans on social media. And it frustrates the fans in the crowd. Because the real, true soccer purist is going to say, this guy can't play soccer. And it's going to be hard for us to digest, but he's an athlete more than a soccer player. Now, can we digest that? Because, in fact, it is true. He's more of an athlete than a soccer player.
If that ball would have curved just a bit more, because that play was fantastic. The way he cut in, and then...
The greats hit the net. Yeah. The greats hit the onion bag. The greats hit the back of the twine. They tickle the twine. Tickle the twine. You got to tickle it.
Maybe
if you don't tickle it, no one's going to remember.
Maybe keeping Traore would have been a better solution to give him a bit of that, you know, a little bit of competition. But so we're in agreement. Loftus Cheeks, Steve, for your flop of the match on this one.
Loftus Cheeks, Sir Ruben, was very, very bad. My man of the match, I got to give it to him because we were first to smash him when he wasn't ready. I think he stepped in quite nicely and is quietly making a little place for himself in midfield. I think Adli was the most composed out of everybody yesterday against Naples.
Can we give a little shout out to Calabria too? You don't hear his name, right, Steve? If he's been playing like the way he's been playing, it's going to be a good problem to have with the rotation when those guys come back. Would it be Chao, I believe, was in training. You're going to have Tomori coming back back.
And Nico brings up a good point. That I saved it for my apology of the week. My apologies of the week goes to Senor Gabbia, which I was not and still not convinced that we should bring him back, but has made me eat my words, guys. I was completely and utterly wrong.
Sorry, I meant Gabbia. I said Calabria, but I meant Gabbia. Sorry, Steve. Gabbia, yeah. Fabio. Yeah. Thank now you, Fabio.
Now it makes much more sense. Yes. Shout out to Gabbia. That was more of my apology of the week. Again, that's why I sit here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada on Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Milan Weekly Podcast with Vinny T. And no one pays me to do this because I do have a full-time job and cannot dedicate all my time. But if someone would like to pay me for this and make it my full-time job, I think I would be pretty
good. We're listening. We're all ears. We're all ears. So, Steve, on the notes, so we have Monza on Sunday. We're going to go through Serie A scores. Definitely from all of MWP. And Thursday, Europa League, right? Do you think he rotates? Do you think he
goes he has to wake the fuck up and go win this mother effing trophy for us? How about that? How about
that? I like it.
You sit 1 point behind Juve and quite a bit of points behind Inter, but can we go get some silverware, guys? Like, they're playing once a week now. Now it's gonna start two times a week. Guys, we have some people on the bench that could step in. We're getting a little bit healthier. Let's go win this mother effing trophy so that we could just shut everybody up for this year. And I could eat a nice margarita pizza just beautifully, beautifully on this live on air in front for all my Napolitan friends. Portofolio style. Fold that mother effer up and jam that triangle in my mouth.
By the way, I was laughing by myself because I was picturing you watching the game and seeing him with his two watches. You see, he's got the regular Rolex and then he had the smartwatch. And he this did you see il mister Mazzarri? Pioli in or out of the Justin likes to he asked the question in the Montreal chat. Guys, you know what I said? It people are gonna hate me. Pioli's going to be our coach next year. Hate me all you want. That's what I think. And that's what I think is going to happen. Because he's going to win his fucking silverware. That's what we're going to say. Margarita pizza with tears. Steve, anything else before we hit the Serie A? You got the trumpet ready. We got the football ready. And then we're going to go with our questions.
Squilli di trombe.
Serie A recap is brought to you by Kubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and NFL here in Canada.
We're doing a GoFundMe for Vinny so he can get a new mic.
Again, it's doing it.
Yep.
Wow. Since the beginning?
No, just now.
Okay, maybe it was because of the.
Oh, you're lagging again. Liban is lagging you. So, fun fact, guys, while Vinny fixes his stuff, Vinny called me this week and wanted to upgrade my internet. And did. Now we don't hear you at all, brother. We lost Vinny, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're going to squeeze the trombe one more time.
I got to click on the mic. I got to click on the mic. Good enough? Yeah.
But you're bad, though. Bad.
That's fucking bad.
Now you're
Guys, let me know in the comments what it sounds like. Salernitana, Empoli, Steve, 3-1. Salernitana.
Oh, shout out to Niang on the scoreboard.
The battle of the bottom teams. Lazio, Steve, coming out 3-1 at home to Cagliari. And this was a much needed win from Lazio.
They needed this one big time, I think. If I'm not mistaken, guys, the chat can correct me. 200 goals for Signor Ciro Immobile.
And a shout out to Strasbourg Steve. He was happy with this win. And then we had the... Yeah, what do they call this derby, Steve? It's not even a derby.
Derby of nothing.
Can I just say that this just showed the quality of Inter? Steve, I don't want to talk about the fuori gioco. He was offside. They came out and said that the offside was not really offside because they had no play. They had nothing to do with the ball. Steve, you're up to one at home and you managed to lose 4-2. It just shows the strength.
Too much firepower, guys. Vinny's spot on. Inter's quality showed in this one. I was actually very surprised that Roma took a 2-goal lead. But this showed a little bit also of a manager with a little bit less experience than the other guy. And also an Inter team that's stacked with quality that when they need a goal, they get a goal.
And, you know, guys, again, people want to argue the referees. I get it, guys. But, guys, Inter is the better team in Serie A. And I want to see if Acerbi is going to get something for giving the finger. So, you know, they wanted to compare. How did they not call offside on that? But they call offside when Giroud was on the floor. Guys, Inter is the better team. Punto e basta. And we're going to have a nice question from Realistic Milanista from the Patreon. I want to get your input on. Steve, after that, Sassuolo Torino 1-1. It just looks like Sassuolo never took off from the beginning of the season. It's just like they're sputtering, and we're going to see their position after. But I don't know, Steve. Overhaul there. Berardi, I don't think he's staying there for next year.
No, they said that at Sassuolo, they confirmed their coach, the dreaded confirm your coach near the end of the season. Torino is a tough team to play against. And I think, you know, I would take a positive out of this one, you know, 1-1 and try to move on. It's the in the later rounds where they're going to have to start picking up 3 points.
And then no surprises here. Fiorentina 5-1. El primo gol per il Gallo in the in La Viola. Frosinone, Steve. Again, okay, coming up with that one goal, but Fiorentina, it's been a couple of games that they hadn't been performing very, very well, especially last one where they lost in extremis. Yeah. But a good... you see, Steve, look at Serie A. They don't score in Serie A. You see, there's not many goals there. But 5-1, how did you find it, Gallo, there for his first performance? I know he came off in the second half.
You know, surprisingly, and maybe not surprising, quiet winter mercato for all of Serie A. That was like a low radar move by Fiorentina. It was very interesting. I think Belotti does have something to give. I understand his move away from Roma. He needs to play, especially with the Euros coming around. If they choose to play him, but he's gonna have to.
And we take it to a much more boring Sunday, but we did have Monza Verona 0-0. Bologna coming out con quattro pere, Steve, 4-0 to Lecce, keeping up that score. Impressive Bologna. I know they went through that 4-5 game skid that they weren't getting any points.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Points, but nothing to say. It's boring.
I don't know. I think Bologna is going to be interesting, and it's going to be interesting down to the wire, because they're lingering in that European spot. Do they really need, you know, can they compete in Europe and in Serie A? Are they deep enough? Is Saputo willing to spend? Mm. Is Saputo willing to keep what he has right now? It's hard to say. I'm very curious if Europe will do better or worse for Bologna next year.
Atalanta, another CDK goal, 4-1 away at Genoa. Just looks like Gasperini's finally found the groove with Atalanta. Steve did not start the season very, very well. Does Atalanta have the money to sign CDK? Didn't they sign that kid for 90 million during last summer? Would they sign him?
They sold Hoyer.
Well, yeah, something with an H there for like what, 80, 90?
Yeah, to Manchester United, so they have money. I think they will sign CDK. You know, good for him. I'm not liking this whole attitude thing, you know, like by us in terms of like, you know, we should have kept him, could have kept him. I don't know. Maybe... I'm on the fence, right? We've always said that, you know, he was someone who was young, needed the confidence, absolutely did not have the confidence. You know, we threw him out there in a position where he did not want to play or did not like to play. Now he's playing in a formation and in a position that you see is beneficial to his game, and he's succeeding. So sometimes it's, you know, we're going to eat it. We're going to sell him. And you know, whatever happens at Atalanta happens. But I think at this point here, he won't want to come back. I don't think Milan will want to take him back. And I think that Milan takes the money. They will make a capital gain on that transfer just because of, I think, amortization and stuff like that, if I read correctly. So let's turn the page on CDK. Like I'm not looking at Atalanta's games to watch CDK.
No.
I find a lot of Milanista are looking at Atalanta's games just to see what CDK is going to do. And whether they win or lose, if CDK scores, oh, he scored. If CDK doesn't score, oh, they didn't score. We don't care about the score game. No, they beat up Genoa 4-1.
That's it. Beat up. And Steve... An Allegri masterclass did not go his way today.
Wow.
Juventus at home.
Very bad game.
1-0 Udinese. Sonny gave us these graphics before, but wow. 1-0 Udinese. And Udinese, it's not like they've been winning games left, right, and center, but that's got to hurt as a Juventino and for the organization of Juventus, especially.
Yeah, so that's two losses in a row for them. That's going to sting. But we have to, and myself included, take these types of matches on other teams into perspective when, you know, we drop points against teams that we think that we should be beating. That's how competitive Serie A is, especially on their best days. You know, the Udines, the Lecces, the Veronas, the Monzas, the Bologna, Genoa, so on and so forth, are there to gain. They're not there to drop points. And this is a 6-pointer for Udine, right? Like they look at the schedule and circle this as, you know, if we could steal a point at J Stadium, great. J Allianz, whatever they call that plastic stadium and their plastic fans. But to pull out three, and the teams that are under will go to Juve and probably lose or just pick up 1 point, this is humongous for Udine.
Udinese now, like, you guys going up to 22 points, so a bit more breathing room. But, you know, Milan 52, Juventus 53, with still those games to be played. Inter obviously at 60. Atalanta there. So, you know, there's going to be a nice little battle, Steve. Fourth spot to maybe eight spot, even ninth spot. Napoli's at 35, right? And then that battle.
We did that calculation at the beginning of the show. Napoli is at 35.
Thank you to remind me. And so again, 14 games to go, Steve, right? That's it's 14 games. Yeah, 14 games, 52 points still to be grabbed. Who knows what will happen, but on that note, this segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A here in Canada. I know the 49ers didn't do very, very well, but how about your chicken carm, right? That supposedly we're going to see. We're going to see a New Jersey big fan. He's number one. Peter Chop is in the number two, Zaid as well. How was your fun?
Fanta Caucho wasn't great. It was kind of like your mic. It was up and down. We took another loss. Not great. We're spiraling in my Fanta Caucho. The negative result after negative result. I'm just not getting enough firepower. Way too many injuries. So it's going to be tough.
It's funny you're talking about the mic. It looks like it's when we're doing the transition videos that it goes off from there. I just need to buy another wire. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Steve, only one question today, but I like it. I like it. From Realistic Milanista. One, what is more likely to stop or slow down Inter? Injuries, facing motivated opponents, teams competing for top seven and avoiding relegation, pressure from Juve and Milan, or a potential disappointment in Champions League? What do you think is the most likely if they were to slow down?
I think it has to be a combination of two of those great points that were put together in the. I don't think one is enough to stop them from winning the Scudetto this year. Injuries, they're too deep. Disappointment in Champions League, you know, they lost in the final last year. Losing semi-final probably won't do themselves any better. Competition from top seven, yeah, it's gonna start heating up, and people are gonna go to Inter, especially if they need the points, trying to win the points, not laying down like Bambi in a Disney movie. But I think if one of those things happen, it's not enough. Like I think they could deal with the competition from the top seven. You know, we have a derby to play. Which is important for us and our confidence. But I think if a combination of two of those things comes true, then we'll have a Scudetto title race. But just one is not enough.
I agree with you. And secondly, said, what can Milan team do to take advantage of Leao's killer runs efficiently? So his runs are still, you know, the way he just burns past everybody. What do you think they would need to do to take more advantage of them more efficiently? You'll say even like with a bit of coaching experience, is it more giving him more support? It just looks like, I don't know. What would you answer to that? So what would they, to take advantage of Leao's killer runs efficiently?
So his killer runs are pure athleticism, right? So it's very hard for someone playing with Leao to know what's going to happen next, because it's going to sound bad, but it's not class, right? It's physical ability. The speed is there. Teo's as fast as him, but the midfield is blocked most of the time because he's going to start on that run. And if they commit too much, then we've committed too much in the final third of the field and we get caught on the break. If they don't commit and hang back, there's not enough support for Leao. So it's very difficult in a system, especially the one that Pioli plays, if the combination is not with, let's say, a back who's not traditionally found in the final third, like Theo Hernandez, but we have the luxury that he is more often than not in that final third. It's very hard for people to read what Leao is going to do. So
would it be like
he has to build a chemistry which similar to what he has with Theo Hernandez, right? So,
or when, you as a coach, let's say tactically, is there something that you could do to draw maybe two players towards the layout to try and you know free up somebody else? I know usually
but he does like, draw two players consistently, true. And sometimes he'll beat them, and sometimes he won't. But you understand, like there's too much. It's too predictable now.
Yeah,
they know what he's gonna do. They know he's super fast. So they'll adjust. They'll be able to bring someone else and cut him off. And he has to be able to get someone else involved other than Theo Hernandez in other dangerous positions. So that they have an angle. And multiple people that are getting involved in those to be able to finish too. That's the problem. We're not getting, you know, we're getting goals from Ruben Loftus-Cheek, which we were not supposed to.
True.
We're not getting anything from Reindeers. We're not getting anything for Benny. We're not getting anything from Adley. Like, our midfield is not producing. Musa doesn't produce. So, like, when you're lacking goals in the middle of the park and, you know, the way the field is split up and how they show you it's split up in five zones, four phases, five phases. Like, with Leao, it's just with Ronaldo, you know, people say, okay, Portuguese and Portuguese. But Ronaldo, yes, athletically, phenomenal. But his soccer sense was there.
Yeah.
He understood how to get people involved. Now, is that commitment? Is that soccer IQ? I have no idea. But Leao needs to work on that. It's not his physical ability that's hampering Leao from being an even better player than he is now.
Mm.
It's class, a little bit of class. And it's a lot of soccer IQ.
And hopefully, says Blocca, this Thursday, I will be at Chicharos for the game. We will have a pre-game chat, possibly also a watch-along. Steve, it is time for your favorite segment, our favorite segment. And we bring on, let's see here, the volume is all the way. Okay. And what do we have here?
So, welcome back. February 20th, this week.
February 20th.
First, the busted Calcio one that I'm going to post here was actually a very late addition to last week. I felt bad, so I couldn't put it in. Everything was already set up. But it was extremely busted. So, it's actually from the week before, but we have to include it in this week. So, from Kobe Okechukwu. Very sorry if I butchered that. He has a Nigerian flag with the Eagles, so I'm assuming he's Nigerian. His tweet, Napoli made a comeback without Osimhen, and they would have lost if Osimhen had been in the game. Fraud guy.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, guys, one thing that Napoli has, they have Osimhen, and he's really, really good. I don't know if this guy was trying to get some likes. He only got 12, so it didn't really work out. But very bad take. Osimhen's one of the best strikers in Serie A at this time. I don't know why you would say that. I don't know if he's anti-Osimhen. He has a Real Madrid kit on in his avatar, so well, anyway.
Do you have anything to add to this? This looks like nothing else to write about on the X machine.
No, again, maybe it's someone who's trolling, but, you know, Osimhen is a fantastic striker. When healthy, is, you know, probably one of the best and one of the most clever, because he can finish in so many ways with his head, create chances on his own, run on top of balls that are being fed to him, outside the box, inside the box. Like, someone, like, these people on social media, like, it's tiring with this, you know, fraud and this and that. Like, it's enough, guys. Yes. Like, he's your countryman, too. That's like us saying, you know, Bajo was a fraud. Like, guys, come on. Like, you have to recognize class when class is around.
Please.
Next one. So, we have one here, but it's not actually Lupo that's going to be nominated, at least in this one. It's going to be the reply, DJ Banks at Quasi Swanson. So let's just start with what Lupo was bringing up in the conversation here. De Rossi's saying all the right things ahead of Roma versus Inter. And he's true. That's true. He was saying all the right things.
He was.
Building the right mentality for Roma and the squad. There's no need to fear anyone. Okay, relax. Every team is beatable. Not when you have Roma's roster, Lupo. Especially when you have quality like Roma does. No, I'm sorry. There's some quality, but there's a lot less quality than some of the other teams in this said, yeah, Mourinho's gone. The time to look down on ourselves is over. Blah 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 blah. Anyway, so DJ Banks replies at Quasi Swatson. Someone help me. What DDR won as a player? Jeez. Anybody?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wow. Like, honestly, like a simple, like, why are you, like, I hate people that, instead of using Google, will write it on social media. Like, hey, where's the best place to find a mechanic? Or who does good deliveries? Whatever. Like, why don't you use Google? And this is another pure example of that. Someone help me. What DDR want as a player? Are you, like, just write that into Google. Wikipedia will come up. Transfer Market. There's a bunch of different things that you can look at on the internet to find out answers to rudimentary and simple questions like this. So you're just busted for using social media to ask the question. And at the end of the day, he won a fucking World Cup, bro. He was very young at that point. And then he was on a Roma team that, unfortunately, was very good at a time that Juventus was extremely good. And just the way the cookie crumbles in sports sometimes, like, that's the way it was. He didn't win more than that. I could be wrong. Maybe he won a Coppa Italia or something with Roma. Very likely, but I'm not sure about that.
I love how Jan just said, there's Google. Just use Google. You don't have to go tell, the Twitter world or anything. It's like, what? Someone help me. Well, he did ask for help, Steve, but Lupo, it's not Lupo that gets the busted. It's DJ Banks.
DJ Banks, poor guy.
He did win that. He won it with when he went to Boca Junior. I think he won that one year, the Amibu Campeonat. Remember that year went to Boca?
Good times. Guys, why would you even pass the World Cup? Like, stop.
It doesn't matter what you win after. Just the World Cup. Yes, just World Cup. All right, Jan, what else you got?
Next tweet comes from Joseph Fischetti, who I really like. Joe, good guy, good opinions. At @Joe_Fischetti5. But this one here was quite busted. So we were laughed at for producing so many kids. We is Napoli. Now it's perfectly normal to have fourth and a fifth kid. And then #entrepreneur. It's mostly the hashtag that got to me because they did get a lot of flack for having 13 different kids 2 years ago. Milan released, basically this is kind of like a 1.5 kit. It's like the fourth kit and the white version will be the goalie kit. And then when they wear the white version of it, the black one becomes the goalie kit. So yeah, it's the fourth jersey, but it's kind of like incorporating the goalie jersey into it, which I kind of like. One of the replies to it was from Kumpa Francesco from Kumpa Franco from New York, showing a picture from 94 where Milan already had four kids. So I don't know if, like, Joe, you didn't realize Milan's always with a team that kind of had kids. And the thing is that unlike your 13 kids that Napoli came out with, each one of our four kids is normally fire. Even the weird ones, like, you know, the cotton candy one that we have this year or the military-looking one that we had last year, people that are not really into football or calcio or whatever you want to call it, they like those shirts. They wear them out. It's all about the marketing. Yours that had reindeers and hearts and bats and how the fuck else it looked like kids were making your shirts, which if that was the case, it would have been nice, but no, ADL actually spent money and got people to make them. So just a bad take overall, and I like how Milan Twitter came out and friendly, very friendly. No one got mad at Joe, but they showed him some examples. Next tweet.
Steve, do you remember when
I knew you were gonna say this? Sin City, they had the movies on their kit. Every week they had a different movie.
I think it was every 2 weeks. I know I repeat myself, but those times, man, that was bad. It was like early 2000s, whatever. But yeah, the Halloween kit. Somebody's saying that they have a Saint Valentine. No, they cannot have Liban Youssef a Valentine's Day kit.
They had a Valentine's Day kit, I believe, Liban.
Oh man,
but they had 90 Diego Armando Maradona kits.
Yes, yes.
90.
Good time. So Joseph, yes. Okay, we were laughed at, but at least they are some classy jerseys. Yeah, and what else do you got?
We have Lupo actually is back. So at Lupo AS Roma. Dai Roma, we are back. If we continue playing the way we have with De Rossi, I have no doubt that we will succeed. I'm sorry, man. We played three teams that were battling for relegation. I watched the game over the weekend. At the beginning, the first 30 minutes, I thought Roma was really playing well. Yeah, maybe even 25 minutes. They were playing really well. Inter looked a bit caught by surprise. They looked a bit on their heels. But the thing with Inter this year, they don't give up. They don't stop. And of course, as I'm saying this, I can already hear the voices saying, oh, the penalties, oh, the penalties, guys. Let's not do that. And then there's no point in watching Calcio if you think that the penalties are already going to be called to make Inter win. They're clearly the more superior team. I just thought, Lupo, it was a bit early, man. You played three games against bottom dwellers. Yes, give them some time, but why do you have to put more pressure on Daniele De Rossi? Already, the other papagallos like Bonetti that they say, oh, De Rossi ball. The guy played three games, guys. He coached three games against three awful teams. That if it was anywhere else in Europe, they wouldn't even be in the first division because we'd have 18 teams. But as we saw today, the Italian FIGC decides to keep 20, and this is why you have these scrap teams. It's not Lupo's worst tweet, but Lupo, don't start with the already putting all these pressures on your coaches and stuff. Let him just grow.
Yeah, not that busted. The guy's allowed to I think Yana has it for Lupo there, but put in perspective the teams that they did play. Did somebody really say De Rossi ball?
You bring back De Rossi ball, yeah, imagine.
So,
but you know what though? I'm going to say Polillo ball. My 10-year-olds play Polillo ball. That's all. Everybody else is saying Vinny. I might as well say it myself, no?
I like it. Next week, you're going to feature Polillo ball and you're going to talk about the tactics of...
I'm going to go on with Nico and show you guys the tactics of Polillo ball.
Jan?
And the last one is from a very salty part of Philadelphia. At Zuri Fan Phil, if there is one thing that is very clear, it's that taking the Scudetto from them last season still drives them wild. It's going to live in their heads for eternity. It was up for 14 minutes when I saw it. There were still no likes or tweets or retweets. But Phil, last year, wasn't that you and a few other boneheads from that part of the Twitterverse that said we had the worst title defense ever? How quickly you think that we're mad at you because you took our title? No. I think most realistic Milanistas were even like, we won a title that maybe we shouldn't have, and we were very happy just to have won it. The following year, losing out to an incredible Napoli is not something that bothers us. When people started saying we had the worst title defense in history, it just... I think that's why they're in your mentions, Phil. Read the room, buddy. Okay? Poor guy. Anyway, so thanks again for everyone that sent all your tweets that you found, whether it's from Patreon or Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Thank you very much. I hope you have a good week and keep a lookout for more busted takes. Ciao. Forza Milan.
Steve, they took the Scudetto from us. They took it.
The champion. Do, 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 do,
do. Oh, then they forgot.
Azzurri fan Phil, someone I hope from Philly is going to show you this message. Mawakaga, wayo. We're 7-time champions, Phil. You came out of your cave to tweet something this stupid? I told you guys weeks ago.
It's going to live in my head for eternity, Steve.
Napoli doesn't even show up on the radar map. By the miracle of God, Maradona graced the countryside of Naples. Or us, Napoli would not be anywhere in the universe of soccer or football. We are Milan, Azzurri Phil. We're 7-time Champions League winners. 7.5 if you count goddamn Istanbul. You know what lives in my head? Istanbul lives in my head. Not you, and your Napolitan 7,000 kit stupid team that won a Scudetto. I don't even think of Naples. Even when I eat a margarita pizza, I don't even think of Naples. When I watch Gamora, I didn't think of Naples, the team. Naples doesn't even scratch the surface of the shoe that I walk on a daily basis. But it's these guys here, Vinny, that they drive me mental.
But I think maybe that's his point of driving people mental.
No, it's not his point. This is pure stupidity. He doesn't know what a soccer ball is, Vinny.
No, this one wins it for me.
He doesn't know what a soccer ball
is. Taking the Scudetto. They ripped it off her chest, Steve.
You ripped it off her chest. But it's like you show up on these stupid social media platforms. You think you can write what regurgitates from your brain. And you think that you're not going to eat it. Well, the busted Caucho tweet or X, yeah, and he finds everything.
He does.
And I love it when he finds these things because they have to be reminded. They have to be reminded. Seven-time Champions League winners. Seven times. You haven't even made the Champions League round robin seven times.
Winner? Definitely. Feel better.
Absolutely. Give him the win. He ripped it out of last week's winner, no?
He ripped.
Sacrifice, man. My God, these guys.
And some for some people that would like to be entertained, if Fanzuri fan Phil was from Napoli, how would you have told him this in his Napolitan tongue, Steve? Because people, since the beginning, were waiting for Stevie P's Napolitan.
But the Napolitan, it's like, you know...
It just came out, guys. You have to understand.
It just comes out, guys. I'm not Napolitan. I don't talk that way. It just came out of frustration. Tonight, you got this. You got people like that need to be put in their place in a face-to-face conversation, Vinny.
Hopefully, we see you on...
Guys like that, they don't make it at a bar. At a real bar, they don't
make it. No, they don't make it.
He walks into Chacharos with a comment like that. They throw him out the back door. We don't want you here. Even the Napoli club's not going to want you here.
Steve, you want another one? Because we're not done. Because Jan had one surprise for us.
Oh, my God.
At Eric Rossonero 17, would a team of ex-players we let walk beat our current team? I think we 100% get smashed by this team. So we have Donnarumma, Darmian, Acerbi, Romagnoli, Kerkez, Hakan, Kessi, Paqueta, Suso, Sidike, and Bonaventura. And I believe in the comments where I read is a world-class midfield. Would we get beat? We would get smashed.
No.
I think it will be a competitive game. I don't mind this starting lineup. But Kessi, Hakan, Paqueta.
Hakan is missing Barella. Fratesi, he's missing the rest of Mkhitaryan, everybody else in that middle that makes him great. Kessi is far, far, far past his prime. It's done. We've been watching.
He won.
Yeah, good that he won, but he scored a header. But besides that, was terrible. I think Paqueta of those three is the most interesting one. Hakan's the best of the three right now.
You know what? I don't understand. We let walk off for free. I don't know. Paqueta wouldn't let him walk off for free. CDK wouldn't let him off for free. Suso, did we not sell him?
Suso was sold.
Right? So I think even this one's a little...
Acerbi, Damian, you know, came out of our academy when we were, you know...
Acerbi came from Chievo, no? We had taken him from Chievo.
Ah, oh, yes.
Damian, yes. Damian is
an academy guy, so...
Yeah.
Again, it happens, guys. People are going to walk. You know, in Donnarumma, we couldn't pay. And no one else in Serie A could have paid. No one else in Serie A could have paid for Damian, Kessi, Paqueta. No one else. You know, maybe no one else wanted Suso, right? So that they're going to come in and smash us, no? But imagine, for how bad this tweet is, Azzurri fan Phil still wins.
Yes, he does. On that note, guys, again, thank you very much. Sorry for the microphone delays. I think, Steve, that it would transition, but these old wires, I'm going to have to buy myself a new one. Stay tuned again. Smash the like, subscribe, hit that bell. Stay tuned on Thursday for a pregame and possible watch-along. Monza on Sunday. Nico's going to be doing his show possibly this week. He's in the comments right now. Andon and Hans at Milan Labs with the watch-alongs. Stevie P, what are we doing this Thursday? Are you stuck at work? Do you want to get together, watch the game? Maybe it's a 3 o'clock game.
It's possible. It's possible. We'll see.
Oh, and thank you, Presidente. Let us splash the cash yesterday.
Very
nice. He brought us fries and beers for everybody. Thank you, Presidente.
Guys, don't forget, whether we get to watch the game or not, tune in to Coast to Coast Thursday evening. Fabio and Gio rocking it out. I hope they're going to be happy, in a better mood than I am. And smash the subscribe. Smash the like, guys. Let's go.
Sorry, Fabio. I was showing everybody, because now you're just part of the show. I completely forget about you. I was just mentioning the new guys. Yes, on Thursday, Coast to Coast. On that note, ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.